Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Bruss. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Bruss.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Day of the Badger in its final hours. This is where the Scalzo and Bruss family shows up. This is where the Scalzo and Bruss family shows out. Alex Strofe in for Ben Bruss today, live at Union South at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on campus. It is Day of the Badger. 58 minutes left to go to get your donations in. Dayofthebadger.org. That is dayofthebadger.org. So make sure that you go ahead and donate. You get to choose your cause. Our goal is 6,000 gifts. We're a little over 1,000 away from that. If every Scalzo and Bruss family member were to donate $1, $5, $10, we will blow $6,000 out of the water. So I'm asking you to do some good and to donate back to the University of Wisconsin for Day of the Badger. It's not just to help support certain schools, although you can dictate where your donation goes. It includes significant student resources. It includes scholarship funds to help those students pay for their schooling. It includes the Carbone Cancer Center, which is an incredible resource for not just the city of Madison, not just the state of Wisconsin, but for the country and for the world. And if you know anything about Carbone, you understand how far the research that gets done there extends around the globe and helps find solutions for cancer. And obviously, I'm very passionate about UW, very passionate about a lot of these causes because I am an alum, and it really has forever changed my life. So I'm gonna make Alex Strofe wait a little bit longer here because I do want to talk a little bit more. And I think Strofe has something up his sleeve, so I don't want to get interrupted here. I do want to kind of talk a little bit about what UW-Madison really meant to me as a student, as a person. I think most people know that I'm not from the state of Wisconsin. I have adopted the state of Wisconsin as my home, as the place where I wanted to start my career, as a place where I have started my family. And Wisconsin has adopted me in so many profound ways. But I showed up knowing absolutely nobody in the state. I went to UW-Madison largely because of the resources, because Madison itself is a playground for college students. And I mean that sincerely. Everything you could possibly want, every toy, every resource is there for you. And it was remarkable. I met a whole lot of people. I had a whole lot of fun. I got kicked out of a whole lot of bars. But this school is incredible, and from the classes, big and small, to, like I said, the people that I met. But when I talk about the resources, and this is where days like Day of the Badger really matter, it's the things beyond just the basic education that you get. It's the fact that when I showed up to UW-Madison and my mom said, hey, look, I know you're going to party, I know you're going to get good grades, but you have to find something outside of school and partying to kind of fill up your days. Like, it could be anything. It can literally be anything, but you have to do something other than just frolic about, have fun, and get good grades, because she knows that I was a very self-motivated student. So I decided to start working at the student radio station there, WSUM. And Strofe knows this life very well. You show up, you don't know how to use any of the equipment. Now, Strofe started doing this stuff in like grade school, I think, but, I showed up and, signed up just to be a part of the radio station. I wanted a radio show. I was a huge sports fan. I had a little bit of experience from high school and radio. And I was taken in by the WSUM family and by the late general manager, Dave Black, at WSUM, who passed away nearly 2 months ago, about a month and a half ago, a couple weeks before me and my wife were planning on going down to celebrate his retirement, because life can be cruel that way. And starting with WSUM really altered the course of my life in a way that could not have been anticipated. Not only did it get me started in this crazy industry, this fun industry that has opened up the doors for me in so many ways, but through that radio station, I took a news radio hosting class. That's right. Watch out, John Mercure at WTMJ. I'm coming for you. And I took a news radio class with Dave Black as the professor, and that's where I met my wife, shockingly. I know that's a kind of a cliched story, but she was my TA. She was the teacher's assistant for that class.
Oh.
I got very good grades, Trophy. Very good grades.
I bet you did.
And I actually broke the curve in that class because I tried, and I tried hard. And after that, Dave Black encouraged my now wife, who ran the student radio station at that point, WSUM, encouraged her to hire me as a full-time, you know, not a full-time, but an employee of the student radio station. And Strofe, again, you know this world. A lot of people don't. But the student radio station is largely comprised of a professor who was Dave Black in this situation. And they build out a student staff who gets paid a student wage in order to sort of run the station. And then you have everybody volunteering in order to do the shows to make up that programming. And that's kind of where I found like my college family. And that's where me and my wife started dating. So yes, she went from my TA to my boss. You can make as many jokes as you want about how she still is my boss. But that's a situation where, like, it propelled me for an opportunity to intern with Good Karma Brands, which propelled me for an opportunity to cover the Wisconsin Badgers back in 2010, which propelled me to cover the Green Bay Packers with Jason Wilde, actually, in 2010 when the Packers ended up going to the Super Bowl. I was at Soldier Field when they were passing around the Hunt Trophy and watching Charles Woodson cry, realizing he was going to the Super Bowl. That is an experience that would not have happened if not for the resources provided by UW-Madison and the late, great Dave Black. And not only did I end up marrying my wife, not only did I end up working in this industry, we have a kid now who is a WSUM baby. And it's wild to think that all of that happened because of the resources that are largely provided by UW. And so when I talk about my connection to the university, it's not just going out and hitting State Street brats and watching the Badgers play on the field or on the court. It's somebody like Dave Black who had an impact on my life, not only in terms of my maturation as an adult, not in terms of my, you know, not only in terms of my maturation, you know, professionally in being able to create the Scalzo and Brust family. That's right. None of you would be here without WSUM and Dave Black. But he really had the unique ability to make everybody feel special and to make you feel like you are the most important person in his world. And I look back now and I see how many people were profoundly affected by somebody like that, to the point where when I say Dave Black set me and my wife up, he literally had me and my wife invited as college students over to his house where him and his wife, Carrie, made us dinner. It was a Chicago Blackhawks playoff run, and my wife is a huge Blackhawks hockey fan, and had us over, gave us a few drinks, served us dinner, we watched a hockey game together, and then he dropped us off downtown, and that was technically our first date. And here we are 12 years later with a one-year-old running around. And those are the moments where you realize that UW-Madison and the University of Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin is a special place, because that's not a typical situation where a faculty member just says, you know what, I'm going to give you a good education and I'm going to move on. Those are the types of people. Those are the types of of stories that you get at UW-Madison, and really, you know, the stories that I'm truly privileged to be able to tell. So when I talk about my connection to UW-Madison on a day like Day of the Badger, it is in the honor and the memory of somebody like Dave Black, who has created so many professionals in this industry and, again, affected so many lives. And I appreciate all of you willing to listen to this soliloquy of my life and going down memory lane a little bit. But that's what it means to me to be a Badger. And that is something that I hope to continue to give forward and to give back to the greater Madison, greater Wisconsin community in every possible way that I can.
That was beautiful, Greg.
Thank you,
straight up. That was beautiful.
Thank
but
you,
no,
Strophy.
I mean, you talk about Dave Black. I got to know him not as well as you, obviously, not being from UW, but I got to know him through, you know, through the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, through student radio, as you alluded to a bit. And he was a total badass, right? Like, he was the man. He built WSUM from the ground up. And student radio is something I'm really passionate about, as you mentioned a few times in there. And to see the impact he had on so many lives, I didn't know that story about him setting you and your wife up.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking amazing. But those are the experiences you only get at UW and at UW-Madison and through the path you took. So truly amazing. Great stuff there from you, Greg. And I hope everybody gets over to dayofthebadger.org.
dayofthebadger.org. Send your donations. It doesn't have to be to radio. It doesn't have to be to media. It could be to the school business. It could be, again, to a variety of different areas within the school. And that's what makes Day of the Badger so special. Alex Strofe in for Ben Brust. He is hanging out at Union South. I'm Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio, you're running the show, and I appreciate everybody being willing to give me a little bit of room to get that out there. But Strofe, happy to have you aboard today. What do you got up your sleeve?
So, Greg, you mentioned it at the top. Today is a day of celebration. I'm sitting in a conference room now three floors up from the band where the party's going on downstairs here at Union South. But there is a sign directly in front of me that says, join the celebration today. And I'm so glad to be here on a day like today. Here on Scalzo and Brust, which you may or may not know, has been nominated as Best of Madison's radio show. You are one of five finalists in the Madison Magazine Best of Madison. So I am here today to spread the word. I am here today to start the campaign for Scalzo and Brust to win Madison Magazine's Best of Madison radio
show.
I would like to. So I know we had a campaign a couple months back, Greg, for Ben Brust, the young professional of the year for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Yeah, that fell flat, didn't it? Now, you know the saying, the second time's the charm? I think that's kind of how the saying goes. So I'd like to present you a hashtag I've come up with, Greg, if that's okay.
All right. I love it.
It is hashtag Scalzo and Brust for Best of Madison Radio Show 2022. How'd I do? That's pretty good, right?
I mean, that is in the full spirit of Scalzo and Brust. How long can we make it? How wordy can we make it? All right, hold on. Let me repeat it. Hashtag Scalzo and Brust for, is it the word for or the letter for?
Let's go for the word for, F-O-R. Right. Make it longer.
Hashtag Scalzo and Brust for Best of Madison radio show 2022.
You nailed it. Hashtag Scalzo and Brust for Best of Madison Radio Show 2022. I'm putting it on Twitter right now.
Maybe it goes hashtag Scalzo and Brust for Best of Madison Magazine. Best of No, that's too much. That's too much.
No, that's
I like
too
what
much.
You got. I like what you got.
I gotta be How honest, can... Greg. I don't think I could spell the word magazine if you gave me a shot at it. So I think we went the right direction there.
Well, now I have to spell magazine.
All right, mag, M-A-G, this is where I get crossed up, is it an I or an A? M-A-G-A-Z-I-N-E.
M-A-G-A-Z-I-N-E is correct.
Yeah. Nice, good for me. Good
the
for
fact
me.
You know, had to think about an I or an A right there is mildly terrifying.
English is a little difficult, right? Like magazine is it could be a U too. I know it's not a U. There's one restaurant. Can't spell the word restaurant.
That one's been my bugaboo my whole life.
Can't do it. Can't do
it.
Absolutely cannot do it. So there you go. Hashtag Scalzo and Brust for Best of Madison Radio Show 2022. We need the family behind us. We need the family behind us.
Can they vote? Is this is a vote, right? That we do?
So Joshy and I before the show were trying to figure it out. Did you figure it out?
I did, yeah. If you Google Best of Madison 2022, it'll take you to a page that you then scroll down to the, I think it's the arts category.
Wait, I'm an artist?
Yeah, this is art. We're doing high art here on Scales on Breast. And you can scroll down. There's quite a few options before you get to Best Radio Show. I don't know if that says anything about what we're doing here. But then you can click Scales on Breast. They ask you for some info, and your vote is cast.
We will tweet out a link to the Scalzo and Bruss team there. Wow, I'm looking at who we're up against. We got this.
So that was my next question, Greg. Do we start some rivalries today? What's our next step here? Because the campaign is off and running now, but like I've never run a campaign before, so this is big stuff for me.
Jonathan and Kenny on Triple M? Like, get out of here, Jonathan and Kenny. Yeah, come on.
Jonathan,
what are we doing right now?
Who names their child Kitty, Greg? Come on.
I mean, I love Jonathan, but like, come on, it's Scalzo and Bruss. What are we doing? We got this in the bag. Vote. We will tweet out the link. We will get as many votes as we can, and then we will throw a big old party to get this done. So let's do it. Scalzo and Bruss, Best of Madison 2022 radio shows. Thank you, Stro, for bringing that to my attention. So we've been nominated for the last 5 days and just had no idea.
No idea. You feel like they should tell us?
No.
Send us a note?
You know what? I bet Jonathan and Kitty got to him earlier. It's like, you know what? Don't tell them. We're gonna mobilize our fan base, but Scalzo and Bruss, not so much. And guess what? We have the advantage because we're also in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So we have fans vote from wherever. We are the best show in Madison. Yeah.
Yeah, top that, Kitty. Top that, Kitty.
Sucking Kitty.
Oh, man. Wilde and Tausch, another great radio show that you hear every day in Madison. Packer Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher joins us next on Day of the Badger. It is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
Stop! Oh, well, wiggle with it. Yeah, stop! Oh, well, wiggle with it. 369. And I just don't want to swear right now. Give it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low, get low, get low. To the window,
to the wall.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day of the Badger, 40 minutes left, under 40 minutes left, 38 minutes left here in Day of the Badger. Go to dayofthebadger.org in order to get your donation in. There's a lot of matches that still need donations, so you can double up the impact that you make. You get to choose the cause that you support, and it's just a tremendous opportunity to support an amazing, amazing resource that the entire state gets to enjoy. We appreciate all of you from the Scalzo and Bruss family who do donate. For those that don't, not so much. Alex Strofin for Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Joshie DiMaggio running the show. From one Badger to another, we welcome in UW alum, former Badger football player, Packer Hall of Famer. You hear him every day alongside Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch across these very stations. He is Mark Tauscher. What's up, Tauschy?
Good afternoon, fellas. How are we?
We are good. We're excited about closing out this Day of the Badger strong. So we're very, very excited about that. I guess I want to start with the Green Bay Packers with you, Tausch, because I am surprised, and I know I'm not being alarmist here. I'm not panicking. There's a lot of time between now and when this Packers team takes the field for them to get their wide receiver room right. But I'm surprised at the approach that they've taken, because we've heard for years and years this Packers organization likes to go into a draft and maximize their picks, right? Maximize the amount of guys you can bring into the organization, knowing you're not going to hit on all of them, and knowing the more guys you bring in, the better chance you have to hit on some. I'm surprised that they're not taking that approach with the wide receiver room and picking up some veterans and maybe making some value trades in order to get some of these vets, whether it's Robert Woods or Devontae Parker or whoever, or at least going out and trying to add some guys that we might not even be aware of, just to bring in more bodies so you could go into training camp with seven or eight options and have a true competition to see who connects with Rodgers. Am I overthinking that? Do you still anticipate them doing so, or do you think that they're really going to try to target one or two guys to come in and fill out the rest of that room?
Well, no, I mean, I think, A, the draft, obviously, a lot of things shake out. There might be, you know, like I can remember CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys kind of fell to him, and then the Cowboys had a veteran wideout that they could get rid of because, hey, CeeDee Lamb fell to us at 18. So there's a lot of that. But there's also, you have four picks in the top 59, I think it is. That's a lot of capital to move if there is a veteran wideout that you want to get, or if there's a rookie that you love that you're not going to get at 22, you can move up and get them. So, yeah, I agree. I think you never want to go into a draft having holes that you need to fill, and everybody knows that you have those holes to fill. But again, you said you didn't want to be an alarmist. Then you kind of gave an alarming take.
I did.
There is a lot of season left. There's a lot of moves that have to be made. And I think, too, you know, June 1 isn't the same as it used to be. But there are. There's a lot of times that you'll end up finding a team that thinks they're set at wideout. They end up getting a wideout. And all of a sudden, somebody that maybe is a veteran becomes expendable and is a little bit cheaper. So still 20 days before the draft, a lot of time to kind of maneuver. And Green Bay's receiver room is going to look a lot different after day three of the draft than it does right now.
Yeah, Tauchi, he says he's not going to be an alarmist and he's not panicking, but I'm really getting there, right? Like, I am close to that, and I don't expect this team to go out and make a trade, which concerns me, because we've talked about it plenty the last couple of weeks. Alan Lazard clearly is not a number one receiver, and you really never know what you're going to get in the draft. I'm disappointed in the Packers. Would it be fair to say you are as well?
No, I'm not yet. The football offseason, it's a, you know, a lot of cycles. I think if you look at it, and here's where I will agree with you, Strophy, is you're losing Devontae Adams and you haven't replaced him. So obviously right. That's a huge void, right? But you also are able to get Rasul Douglas. You're also, you know, able to keep a Devondre Campbell. You're able to do some other things that you would not have been able to do with Devontae at a $20 million cap hit. So, yes, the receiver spot, as we're sitting here right now, not as good as it was. But that doesn't mean this offense can't be as good as it was last year. And I think that's where Goot, you have to trust Goot, that he knows, hey, we have four picks. It's a stacked class of receivers. And I don't know, Scales, you can tell me if I'm wrong. The Patriots have never paid top dollar for wideouts. Very rarely
ever
do you pay a receiver the top of the market rate. And feel if it's their third contract, which is what Devontae would have been getting, and you feel great about it. So I do think that there's obviously a lot of things that need to happen in that receiver room. But I think from an overall standpoint, you feel good about where they're at defensively. You feel good at a lot of spots. It's just that the wide receiver spot, it is a little bit bare right now, but there is some time.
Yeah, and talking with Tausch here on Scalzo and Brust, on Day of the Badger, Alex Strofe holding it down at Union South on UW-Madison campus. Go to dayofthebadger.org to get your donation in. 33 minutes left to go. Tausch, you mentioned it before. Like, I guess my concern, and I'm not concerned about it yet, is that you're going to have one or two guys where it's like all of our eggs are in these baskets as our one and two. You mentioned two options. If you are Goot and you had only one of these two options, would you rather move up and target one of those top four guys or move back and take more shots with more guys throughout the draft?
I mean, I think if you have a special talent that you love, you go get him. And you don't look back. I can remember, you know, I know Julio Jones is out on the market right now, and it's somebody that Packer fans are kind of clamoring for because, you know, he's a veteran player. And I think if he comes on a lower-end deal, I think you're all for it. But if you remember, the Atlanta Falcons gave up a bunch to move up from 27 to, I think it was 4 or 5 to get Julio Jones. And do you think anybody was regretting giving up those picks to get a star of Julio Jones caliber and to get the years that Atlanta got out of Julio Jones? I don't. So if you believe that it's Olave or you believe that it's somebody else that you love and can come in and make an impact, you go and do it. The tricky part here is you have a quarterback that you know likes to have veterans that he trusts. Doesn't necessarily have had a ton of success with a rookie wideout or a younger player because trust and knowing that he's going to be at the right depth, he's going to run the right route when a blitz comes. That's something Aaron Rodgers really likes in his receivers. That's where Gute has to kind of get that balance of, do we go and make a move, give up a pick to get a DK, you know, a Lockett or a DK Metcalf, or do we sit and just go with great talent? What does kind of stink is the kid from Alabama with the knee who, you know, everybody loves. I think it's Williams.
Yeah, Jameson
that's
Williams.
That's a case where I don't think you can do that because you don't want to sit with a full year when you have a empty receiver room like you do, not knowing if he's even going to be able to play this season. That's where you have to look at it and say, I need to be a little more short-sighted. That's where you get into some dangerous issues and you maybe reach for somebody because they can play right away. That's I think, the balance that Gute's got to look at.
Special talent you love, go get them, just like they did with Jordan Love in 2020, right? I mean, come on now. Do it with a wide receiver here. But, Tauscha, you said there's a lot of positions you feel comfortable about, and I think a lot of them stand out to you, right? Running back, obviously some of the defensive back field, et cetera. What are some position groups we spent so much time on the wide receiver you don't feel comfortable about, you feel the Packers maybe need to address, whether that be through the remainder of free agency or the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, whether it's Dennis Kelly or whoever, I'd like to see them bring back a veteran O-lineman. But I also would like to see them go and get a young, you know, a really good offensive lineman early. It doesn't have to be one of their first-round picks. But early in this draft to go and get somebody because, you know, D-Bock is getting older. You have a void over at right tackle. You have an older quarterback. The offensive line needs, I think, an infusion of a young talent. So it's all going to be about the wide receiver. That's where everybody is getting mocked. That's where, you know, Kuiper and everybody else has, yep, Green Bay looking. And that's probably what's going to happen. But don't be surprised if you're looking at getting a really good athlete up front on the offensive side of the ball because I think that's something Green Bay has done a really good job of having depth. And I think losing Billy Turner, not necessarily knowing what's going to happen with Dennis Kelly, I think having another young body in there is going to be something that Gute is going to look at doing.
Tausch, thank you for the time, and I'll see you tonight, buddy.
Sounds good.
Talk to you next week. Mark Tauscher there. You hear him every day alongside Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. Alex Strofe in for Ben Brust. It is Day of the Badger. Check it out, dayofthebadger.org, to get your donations in. Got to do it before 5 o'clock. A lot of ways to double up your money on some matches that still have some donations to go. Check it out, dayofthebadger.org. We'll play some 1-0 next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
But then we'll get back going to Tampa Bay. Chugga, 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 chugga. I do more chuggas than you.
Chug, chug.
I'm a chugga, 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 chugga.
You're in it for yourself with that chugga.
No, I like the buildup, man.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By Bud Light. It is Day of the Badger. Go to dayofthebadger.org. It's dayofthebadger.org. Get your gifts in. Make your donations. Alex Strofe in for Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. And it's time to play a little 1-0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He is Alex Strofe. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. It's that simple. Joshy, take it away.
I've got one here just for Alex Strofe specifically, and it's a very simple question. One or zero, Strofe? There are teammates of ESPN Madison in that room just chit-chatting with you as you are trying to do a radio show. Or chit-chatting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want me to kick about 5 of them? It's a 1.
Just tell them to, hey, zip it. Or I've got a knuckle sandwich for them.
Whoa. Joshy's got a knuckle sandwich for you. You got that, guys? All right. Thank you very much. Let's continue.
Thank you very much. Rapper Gnu had his embalmed corpse propped up and displayed at a DC nightclub, fully dressed and wearing a crown. One or zero. You would attend a funeral for your friend at a club where they are propped up.
I'm a 1. I would go. It's a funeral. I mean, I'm going to honor my buddy, and if he wants to be honored in a nightclub and his corpse propped up, I'll party hard for him, man. It's the last goodbye. Yeah, I'm a 1 here for sure.
I am as well. I think you have to, right? If that's their final wish, you might as well go and do it up and do
Can
it
you
up.
Leave early?
No, you got to stay till bar close, right?
Can you Irish goodbye your friend's funeral?
I mean, it depends. It depends on if they were a fan of the Irish goodbye. If it was somebody that would do it consistently, then yeah, you could do it in their honor.
1 or 0. A corpse in the club is a bad vibe.
So I hope they shut the club down. Like, I hope it wasn't open to the public. I hope it was a private club.
No, you're wrong, Greg. It should be open to the public.
No.
Can you imagine? That would be a party. And then you just explain the situation, right?
No. Like, if I walked into a club,
he was a rapper. He wanted to be honored this way. It's his last wish. We're partying hard for him before he goes in the, 6 feet down. I think it's great. I think it actually lifts the vibe. So I say 0. That's not a bad vibe at all. It's a party. It's a celebration. I'm all in on it. I'm a 0. Not a bad vibe.
If I walked into a club and there was an embalmed body hoisted up on the stage, I would turn around and walk my ass right. You can tell me every story that you wanted. Now, again, that's my friend. I'm there. I'm in it. If it's just a random person, I'm out. So I have to go 0 here. It's not a good thing for the club.
Greg, let me respond with one more thing, right? I'm a big proponent of experiences make your life, right?
Like, I am too.
Life is, it's not about the physical memories. It's not about all the knick-knack to get on your trips. It's about the experiences and the memories. Tell me an experience that would top a nightclub experience where there was a dead body at the front of the room as you listen to the DJ go, all right, I want to see those hands in the air.
I don't think the dead body
that
adds
would be
to the experience.
Stuff. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Greg, to cross a funeral with a nightclub. Like, this sounds like, I bet it was a party.
Again,
did you read any further on this? Was it an absolute sellout crowd? I bet this was a party.
There were a few details. It seemed like they just combed the internet for pictures. Is it bad form to post a selfie with a dead person at the club? Like,
yes,
if it's not your friend.
That is bad form. That's bad. Oh, if it's not your
How
friend,
are you
that's
going
absolutely
back
that's bad
and forth on this.
You shouldn't take a picture, Greg. I just said the experiences and the memories, not the freaking photograph.
I
don't
get
take a picture of a dead body, you weirdo.
I don't understand how the dead body adds to the experience in an additive way. Yes, it's a weird thing that isn't common, so I guess you could say, hey, this one time I showed up to a club and there's a dead body there. But then it feels weird when you're ordering a bunch of Bud Lights and tequila shots. Like, how do you take your eyes off of that? Like, imagine being on the dance floor trying to grind up on some young thing, and like, next thing you know, you look up and all of a sudden there's just some dead dude with sunglasses on staring back at you.
But you know, he's staring back at you and he's thinking, if I was here right now, I'd give him a high five.
Yeah, but then it smells like embalming fluid too. Like, the whole thing is just off. Like, you know that smell of a funeral home when you walk in?
Actually. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just not, I don't know. Maybe I'm old fashioned. The young buck here, Strofe, is like, let's do club funerals. Let's do it.
I don't think it should be a regular thing by any means, but like, you said this guy was a rapper, Joshy?
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of get it, right? It was probably a club he performed at and fancied and visited often. And this was his way to go out. This is a celebration of life. And a celebration of life, a lot of times, Greg, we've both been to funerals, I assume, they're not very happy and upbeat, whereas this one is. I think it's a change of pace that I'd actually be game for in the right scenario, right? But no selfies allowed.
Is the vibe better or worse if... If the person chooses to get cremated and there's just an urn on stage? Is the urn better because you can kind of ignore it?
It's better, yes. But dead body is a hell of an experience.
I don't know. Let's move on to the next one.
All right. Let's go with the spring break question here since we have got a young guy just pretty much fresh out of college. Richard Danner. A 39-year-old man from Alabama has been going on the same spring break trip for the past 15 years and continues to do it and plans to continue doing it as long as he can. 1 or 0, spring break trips should end after college.
So is Richard here going with his buddies?
Oh, yeah. They got a Facebook group. It has like 500-some people in it. They go to the same town. They do all the same things.
I respect it. Here's the thing. So me and like my group of high school buddies, we do a really bad job. Like, Strofe, my advice to you is now that you're in your 20s, start building in those tradition trips, those guys. So when you get married and you have kids, it's already a built-in thing.
Right.
We always talked about it. We never were able to pull this off. I respect it. Like, you know what? Spring break, I hope they're not doing the same things they were doing on spring break.
I saw pictures.
I kind of do.
It looked very similar. It looked like, the group looked like they've seen a few foam parties.
Okay. You know what? I respect it. I'm all for it. 1 or 0. No, zero, it doesn't end after college. If you want to do it that way, go ahead and do it. I respect anybody, any group of friends who have been able to consistently commit. Because for any guys out there, you know that's the most difficult thing to do is to get other grown men to commit to something and follow through on it. I'll give any group of friends credit who are willing to commit with that element of discipline and consistency.
So, it's an interesting perspective, Greg. I'm going to go 0 here. Spring break trips shouldn't end after college, but this type of spring break trip sounds like it should, right? Like, it sounds like they're going down to South Padre Island and chugging Bud Lights with, like, the local college kids.
God.
And they're like, how old are they? They're in their 50s, Josh?
39.
Oh, they're not that old then, right? Like, okay.
And it's pretty old to be on the beach at 10 a.m. slugging down brewskis and...
How old are you,
Josh? Whistling. I'm 33.
So you are approaching 39, right?
Well, like, yeah. You are too, Strophe. I hate to break it to you.
I mean, yeah, I'm only 23, so I got a while to go. I still got a driver's license before I get there. But, I think it's interesting. I just don't really get why you'd go to the same place every time. I think you got to change it up. I like the commitment, but I also don't.
But after 15 years... That's got to feel really good that you could all of a sudden just, like, roll in. The bartenders probably know you. You know how to play that game so well. Like, you might as well keep playing that game.
The city they go to is actually, I believe it's a city or two over from Panama City Beach, which, like, you know they're making Panama City stops at least once a vacation.
God.
Interesting.
Did you ever do Panama City?
I never did PCB, no. We did Florida a couple times. We went down Miami area. We had fun, but no. Never.
Foam party, not all they're cracked up to be. Wasn't a fan of that. I felt like I was going to die in there.
I tend to agree. Foam parties tended to be overrated. Yeah. I don't think... Are they still a thing, Strofe? I feel like this was uniquely of our era, Joshy. Where foam parties and everyone, you just assume naturally, like, you know, everyone was going to be going hog wild. And then you're like, wait, it's 80% dudes at this foam party because everyone thinks that things are going to go down inside the foam.
So let me make sure I'm understanding what this is, right? So that's where the soap and the bubbles are everywhere and you're like in the shallow end of the ocean. Is that kind of how that works?
No, it's like its own. Usually they
do an indoor foam party.
What's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
What's the point of getting your getting soap all over yourself if you're inside? That sounds horrible. How do you get the soap off?
That
you're
is
like in the bath, the weird smelly bar bathroom, and wash it off in the sink. Like, what are you doing here?
I've never done a foam party.
I don't think I'm missing out.
If you're in college, you don't usually worry about what you smell like at the end of the night. I mean, you're like,
no, I don't care what I smell like. I'm talking about the bar bathroom. You've been in dive bars, and we've talked about this.
No,
before,
but my
Greg.
Point is,
you go to a good dive bar, those bathrooms reek, and I imagine if there's a foam party taking place, that bathroom freaking reeks because the people that are there are,
I agree, but you're not worried about cleanliness or or anything outside of what's directly in front of
the
you.
Part
Where's
they
the
don't,
next Bud Light?
The part they you're don't right, warn right. you about is how cold and wet you are at the end of a foam party.
Oh.
It is not a good experience. You just have to drink that away and hope you don't notice.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's all I got.
What was the best foam party you were at, Joshy?
Oh, I only ever went to one, and it was terrible. It was exactly as you described. And, like, if you got too close to the foam, like, it was, like, all enveloping, and you're, like, breathing in, and you're breathing in foam. And then you're like, wow, that's really gross. I don't know where this foam's been. And I spent probably 15 minutes in the foam and then stood out because it was a bar that was, like, big enough where there was a foam party section, and I just avoided that the rest of the night.
Well, there it is. 1-0 on Scalzo and Bruss. We are presented by Bud Light. Got to tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Nobody does windows and doors better than Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You've heard me talk about the amazing work they've done on my home. You've heard Tausch talk about the amazing work they've done on his home. And they can do the same for you. So buy more, save more with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin this month when you just add a patio door. So right now, Pella Windows and Doors, again, the more windows you buy, the more you save when you just add a patio door. They make it easy for you through the end of the month, April 30th, when you buy 3 Pella windows, you'll save $500 when you just add a patio door. By 6, save $1,000 when you just add a patio door. Buy a dozen
patio
Pella
door.
Windows, save $2,000 when you, say it with me now, Strofe,
just add a patio door.
And of course, you have the unbeaten variety with a full 6 lines of windows from traditional to contemporary, from wood to vinyl, from the impervious fiberglass that is impossible to break, and of course, financing to fit most any budget. So buy more, save more when you just add a patio door! But only through the end of the month. Set your free consultation today, PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. I could not be more happy with the new patio doors we have in our home. You can save so much money when you just add a patio door!
You added a patio door, Greg?
Oh, we knocked out a couple of windows, Strophy, in our living room. We put in a patio door, opened up the whole living room into the patio. It's going to be amazing, especially once the it is amazing, but it's going to be even better once the weather's nice. Crack those open when it's nice out. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, direct access right to the grill. Drinks in and out. It's going to be amazing.
I'm coming over just to walk through the new patio door that Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors installed for you.
Anytime you want, Strophy. Anytime you want. That's what it's all about. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Day of the Badger, less than 10 minutes left. Go ahead, make your final donations to Day of the Badger at dayofthebadger.org. Strophy hanging out at Union South for the celebration. You look confused, befuddled.
So I'm in a conference room, Greg, and I don't know if they're timed for 4:50 p.m., but a bunch of lights just, like, turned on, some others turned off. I'm sorry, I'm a little befuddled. It's all good, though. I'm fine.
We will get back to the Packer wide receiver conversation, plus Josh DiMaggio might be making a mortal mistake in his new relationship. In babysitters, how do they work? All coming up on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Bogdan Bogdanovic to Milwaukee for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyevsova is in peril? Peril? As there was never an agreement for the 28-year-old.
Have you ever heard someone say, in peril?
No. What is that? Guys.
Let's work on it. What could it possibly be?
Peril?
Nope.
Per aisle?
Nope.
Literally, one more guess, and you guys better tell me, otherwise I'm walking out. Pereal.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be.
Skeletal and Bruss, 3 minutes left for Day of the Badger. You can still get there, dayofthebadger.org. Get your donations in to make a big difference for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Alex Stroop there for the big celebration. Of course, it's happening at Union South. The music was so loud, the event so lively that Strophy had to move himself into a little office nearby.
Yeah, so I was right above the band, right? So if you're looking at the stage, I was up top left, just like up a staircase. So I was literally to the left of the stage, like where an audio technician should be. And they were playing a little Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. Great song, but probably not great for sports talk radio. So, yeah, I made the executive decision to move to this conference room. I'm not sitting on a bar stool anymore. I've got, like, this executive chair, Greg. Like, oh, man, I'm living the high life here as Day of the Badger wraps up. But you mentioned it, dayofthebadger.org. You got 3 minutes left. Get it in. Get it in if you haven't. Dayofthebadger.org.
That's what she said.
You had that down, huh?
I did.
Nicely done, Josh. Yeah. Great job.
Bang up job.
Hillsy, the official nickname giver of the Scouts and Russ family, says Strofe is a good fill-in for Ben. He's nearly as cringy. I believe that off of Strofe's inability to spell restaurant. No, it wasn't restaurant.
Magazine was a yes.
No, I spelled it right, though.
You did.
The uncertainty, though.
Yeah, Peter
from the Fitch is a Alex Strofe super fan. Says, gosh, I love Alex Strofe. Spelling it S-T-R-O-P-H, then S-T-R-O-A-P-H, then S-T-R-O-A-F, then S-T-R-O-F-F. Says, what an incredible radio personality. Hashtag Scalzo and Bruss for Best of Madison Radio 2022. Champion train. Chugga chugga. Good hashtag right there.
I'm off on the hunkies right now.
You're killing the game, Josh. You're doing, as you said, bang-up job. Shout out to Peter and the Fitch, but S-T-R-O-U-F is how you spell that. But I love the attempts. I always get them misspelled, but that happens. Has anybody ever misspelled Scalzo?
Oh, yeah.
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 K.
What's the most
people
common
use K,
one?
Or some people just mishear what my name is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff.
Sclavo.
Yep, Sclavo.
Greg Scalpel. Scalpel?
Look at scalpel too much.
Okay.
Sometimes, especially when I sell, when I spell it out, people think I say S C L A or S C L Z O as opposed to S C A L Z O. There's a whole lot of
one vowel last name. Interesting. Okay. Nice.
Joan in Cedarburg, the official robot builder of the Scalzo and Bruss family, says, any word on if Ben let Jason down yesterday after the show?
Hey,
of course,
happened?
The official unofficial muscle of the Scalzo and Bruss family, 64270.
No big deal.
No big deal.
He didn't meet us at Union South afterwards, had a nice drink with our guy Jason, brought in a very nice bottle, had a few solo cups, and we sat at the student unit at University of Wisconsin-Madison, enjoyed ourselves a fine drink, got to know him. We do love him, as he loves all of us in the Scalzo and Bruss family. So shout out to Jason. Appreciate any time the Scalzo and Bruss family shows up and shows out. So enjoyed that. JR in the car chimes in, says, prop me up beside the jukebox when I die by Joe Diffel. Has to be the post-commercial song after the next break. Josh, you missed it. Big time win.
I didn't know that was a song. I'm not a big Diffel guy. So I'll mix it in here just for that texter.
I think it's Diffel. Is that Diffy? I can't see if that's an I.
Diffy, right. I think it's Diffy.
Diffy.
Prop me up next Diffy. To the jukebox.
Prop me up beside the jukebox when I die.
Huh.
Great song. It's a great tune.
Can you sing
out
a little
like
bit?
20 years before I was born.
Can you sing a little bit of that first little...
I don't know that I know how it goes, Rich. No, it's a good song. I don't know that I know. Prop me up beside the jukebox when I die. I think that's how that goes.
All right.
We'll see how close I am. I might have just made that up. We don't really know. That song came out, like I said, like 20 years before I was born, so I might just be making stuff up here.
Diffy right, had Alex Strofe.
Wait,
he's
Greg,
just a
hold
Diffy
on.
Guy.
I'm just a Diffy guy, man. No big deal. So, Greg, you mentioned Jason coming to... there you go, Joshy. Hit the right one, though.
That's
Jason
what she
coming
said.
To Union South. And... You said he brought red Solo cups into Union South, and you guys just sat there and drank a red Solo cup?
I think he brought the Solo cups. I mean, yeah, he brought in a very nice bottle of scotch, so I appreciate that. Wow. And we sat around. The music was very loud yesterday at Union South as well, Strofe, but we sat around, we chatted, got to know him a little bit. There were some cups. I don't know if he brought them or if Rusty found them somewhere there and just had a few red Solo cups around the table, and it was great. We had a fun time.
Well, if Jason wants to run it back, I'm at Union South, so just throw that out there.
Stroke trying to get himself a free taste.
Yeah, there's a little Ben in him, too.
There is. You guys do kind of overlap. Big kudos to the Scouts on Brust family, to everybody at the University of Wisconsin-Madison who had a hand in Day of the Badger. Day of the Badger officially wrapped up as of 60 seconds ago. Over 5,000 gifts, 5,371 gifts, $1.378 million raised. That's $1,378,433 all going to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So big thanks to everybody who participated. Kudos to UW. Kudos to everybody from the UW Foundation who helped make this happen. It is one of my favorite events of the year. So big shout out to everyone who had a hand in Day of the Badger. Joshy DiMaggio, you're in a new relationship. We've covered that extensively here on Scalzo and Brust. Nice whistle.
Thanks, man.
Now, Strophy's been in a relationship for a while, myself even longer. I fear you're making a mortal mistake early on the onset here. We will hear from the Scalzo and Brust family. If you feel like you got good relationship advice, you might as well just line up on the phone lines now. 800-990-3776, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. We'll hear Joshy's problem. Not a problem. We'll hear his
conundrum.
His conundrum next on Scalzo.
I'm so excited.
In 2 minutes, presented by Bud Light.